98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show with your Coast Social Network. It's on the air thanks to the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. On the phone this morning is Lisa Cripps Downey from the Berrien Community Foundation. Joining us to talk about the Berrien Community Foundation being the place to go that have the resources to meet needs that are happening here in the community. There are plenty of examples of that. We could probably make an entire podcast series out of it, I'm sure. But a few very specific, really great resources and examples that you have are excellent to share. So, you know, one of them being the Benton Harbor Sunrise Rotary just recently doing something as well. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So good morning. And so this week we got a call from the Benton Harbor Sunrise Rotary, and they're doing this great project. They've got the idea. They're building desks for kids that don't have a place to study during this time. And these, when I say they're building desks, I mean they are partnering with Big C Lumber, who's really helping them out with the cost of lumber, and they're cutting them out, and they are as a group building desks. And what they found in this was that the demand and the need for these desks from kids was much more than they had anticipated. So I got a call from someone from Benton Harbor Sunrise Rotary saying, gee, do you know of anybody or anything, any way we can get funding for this? Well, the Berrien Community Foundation, we hold the Hanson Family Foundation funds, and I just knew that this was something that the Hanson Family Foundation would be interested in. You think about Merlin Hanson and building things, and Carolyn Hanson and her just love for children. And I was able to make a phone call and get that need funded just in the matter of a phone call. And so they're able to go out and meet the needs of this large group of people who they just need a place to study. And so this Saturday, they're going to be building desks.
Wow, that is pretty awesome. I'm really excited to hear that an entire community came together, and it was all starting with a phone call to you and Berrien Community Foundation. That's pretty awesome. And there are also donors looking for ways to help with food pantries as well. There are plenty of places around the community that want to help organizations like that, that are, of course, extending their help to the community. It's sort of a leverage of help from one to the other. How does that resource get connected through Berrien Community Foundation?
So we have many of our donors who they want to help, and they want to find their own way. Here's my idea. We had some donors who called, we're interested in connecting with some food pantries. And the Community Foundation, we fund different food pantries around the community. We're able to connect them and say, hey, here's what we would recommend, and here's some places that we know have needs and places that we know are meeting great needs. And so we're able to make those referrals. And we have donors who are trusting us to do that. And it's also up to us, because to make sure that every donor, they have their own unique idea of how they want to help and what they want to do. And so we're always working with our donors to make sure that they're meeting their own charitable goals, and at the same time, they're really meeting the needs in the community. Now, of course, another way that we bring resources to meet needs are through our grants at the Berrien Community Foundation. We have a long list of grant opportunities that are available to our nonprofit organizations. And so this Thursday, the Berrien Community Foundation's program manager, Susan Matheny, she's hosting an informational Zoom meeting. It's Thursday, it's 4:00, to go over all of these grant opportunities for 2021, how to apply. It's an interactive meeting. And if you've ever been on a meeting with Susie, it's always fun. So she's going to give people that information, answer questions and we'll record it so other people can check it out later if you're not able to be there on Thursday at 4 p.m. But there we are, resources meeting needs through our grant program also.
Absolutely. And if folks have any specific questions, they can always, again, just pick up the phone or shoot you an email or head to the website. How do they find you?
All right. So the Berrien Community Foundation website is www.berriencommunity.org. And that link for the the meeting on Thursday about grants is available on our website there. You can give us a call at 269-983-3304, or you can follow us on social media. Facebook, we've got that link up there to attend that meeting if you want to join us.
All right. Thanks very much to Lisa Cripps Downey from the Berrien Community Foundation joining us on the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.